Zelensky tells BBC, Putin has started W3 and must be stopped. 4 years into its full-scale war in Ukraine, Russia is feeling the effects. Violence erupts in Mexico after drug lord El Mencho killed, armed man killed after entering secure perimeter of Trump's residence, Secret Service says. Pakistan launches deadly strikes on Afghanistan. Trump curious why Iran has not capitulated. U.S. Envoy Witkoff says Kim Jong-un reappointed leader of North Korea's ruling party. Bones of St. Francis of Assisi go on public display in Italy. Greenland says no thanks to Trump. U.S. hospital boat. U.S. ambassador's Israel comments condemned by Arab and Muslim nations. Explosions kill police officer and injure 25 in western Ukraine. More than 1,100 Venezuelan political prisoners apply for amnesty. Willie Colon, trombonist who pioneered salsa music, dies age 75, affront to humanity. Sudan's Uganda for hosting RSF paramilitary boss. Final missing Lake Tahoe, skier found dead 5 days after avalanche. Minnesota Vikings receiver Moore dies aged 25. Giant tortoises return to Galapagos's land after nearly 200 years. Divers recover bodies of 7 Chinese tourists from bottom of Lake Baikal. Family of Palestinian-American man killed in West Bank demand accountability. Killing of nationalist student leaves. French far left in deep trouble. Ace elections loom. Katsis, Manento take temporary hiatus to focus on health. Who was El Mencho? Mexico's most wanted man. Are you cut out for living and working in Antarctica? How budget fast fashion is taking small town India by storm. How will Trump's new global tariffs work and what's next? From Venezuela to immigration crackdown, Project 2025 provided Trump's roadmap. How football is helping girls fight against forced marriage. Once mocked for being tacky, this Korean music genre is making a comeback. Palestinian Authority in dire straits as Israel's hold on West Bank deepens. Inside press briefing as Trump criticizes Supreme Court tariffs ruling. Giant tortoises return to Galapagos Island after nearly 200 years. Why haven't more Americans faced charges in the Epstein case? Watch, the day Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was arrested. Flying oranges, Italian town celebrates carnival with historic street battle. Saudi Aramco sells first Jafurah condensate cargoes to U.S. firms, India, sources say. South Korea, Brazil agree to expand cooperation in key minerals, trade. Oil drops amid Iran nuclear talks, U.S. tariff uncertainty. Oil prices slip on U.S.-Iran nuclear talks, Trump tariff uncertainty. Gold prices extend gains on fresh Trump tariff jitters. India, Brazil sign mining pact as Modi targets $20 billion trade in 5 years. New York, other states under state of emergency as snow falls amid blizzard warning. Exclusive, Tehran is ready for nuclear concessions if U.S. meets demands, Iranian official says. Can gold rise to new highs above $5,600 in 2026? Trump says Indo-Pacific energy meeting to be held in Tokyo in March. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.61%. Chinese export stocks rise after U.S. Supreme Court rules against Trump tariffs. Australia's Lendlease hits near four-decade low after swinging to first-half loss. Australia stocks lower at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 0.61%. Asia stocks skittish on Trump tariff jitters, Hong Kong S, Korea advance, Regis Healthcare shares surge on strong first-half earnings. Samsung shares hit record high on Nvidia supplier speculation. Microsoft gaming head Phil Spencer retires. Insider Asha Sharma takes over. U.S. stock futures drop on Trump tariff turmoil. Nvidia earnings awaited. Asia shares hesitant. Dollar slips amid tariff confusion. Reaction to U.S. Supreme Court ruling and Trump's new tariff threat. Swiss official says country may have to accept U.S. tariffs as permanent. Analysis: Supreme Court checks Trump's expansive view of executive power. Building permits show unexpected drop, indicating economic slowdown.